We turn now to movies. The ratings board of the Motion Picture Association of America decides whether a film is rated G, PG, PG-13, R, or NC-17. It's an organization most Americans know little about, but a new documentary tries to shed some light on its operation. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan offers his rating for This Film Is Not Yet Rated.
This Film Is Not Yet Rated turns out to be two films for the price of one. The problem is that only one of them gives you your money's worth. The best part of Not Yet Rated investigates the MPAA ratings board, highly unpopular with filmmakers who are frustrated by what they see as a system veiled in secrecy.
I said to him, well, what other guideline do I have? I said, I go to the movies all the time with audiences in Baltimore, which is real America. And I thought I know what is allowed in an R-rated movie.
Directors like John Waters, Kevin Smith, and producer Matt Stone complain about a system without transparency that often doesn't allow them to know why their films were rated the way they were.
There could be a real ratings board where if you were unhappy with it, there could be real transparency, real accountability, if people wouldn't like that more.
These filmmakers claim the ratings board favors studio movies over independents, and that the board is harder on sex than it is on violence. Interviews with experts touch on Hollywood's decades-long efforts to avoid government regulation by policing itself. Filmmaker Dick even talked with two former ratings board members to find out how the organization operates.
There was no kind of rater training process. People were hired, they were put into the screening room, put in the rating chair, and started rating films.
A film's rating is important to filmmakers because it determines which age group is allowed to see a film, and that can play a big part in its box office fate. More than that, if a film is rated NC-17 instead of R, newspapers often won't accept ads for it, theater chains won't exhibit it, and major stores won't carry the DVD. Kirby Dick, like many filmmakers interviewed, was frustrated most by the secrecy surrounding the board, so he decided to find out just who the members are. With the help of three female private investigators, he tracks them down.
Hi, good morning. I'm trying to reach Joanne Yatabi, and I keep getting a voicemail. Is she in a screening right now? What time do you think they'll be out?
This sounds like a better idea than it is. Because the raters are all average citizens, finding out their names and what they look like turns out to be an anticlimax. A big chunk of this film gets lost following the investigators as they search through trash and write down license plate numbers.
There she is.
Oh, I'm talking.
Yeah. Look at the plate just to make sure, but I'm sure it's her. She's the only one that has the tan, Jack. See, but I don't want to get too close to her. I don't want to lose her either.
What was exciting for the people on screen is tedious for the audience.
I'm going to put on my safety belt.
Ultimately, Kirby Dick submits This Film Is Not Yet Rated to the MPAA. For a rating. The board gives it an NC-17. But when those private eyes are on the screen, it could have gotten a B for boring.
The movie is This Film Is Not Yet Rated. Ken Turan is movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.